What about the issue of delayed endocrine therapy? Starting a woman who's had tamoxifen in the past or maybe hasn't had hormonal therapy, who's now up in the 5 or 10 or even longer mark?
Well, it's a bit of an open question. I mean, it's looking like the aromatase inhibitors can reduce the chance of the breast cancer coming back, whether you use them immediately after diagnosis, whether you use them after 2 or 3 years, whether you use them after 5 years. And there's some data to suggest that even beyond 5 years, you can put women on an aromatase inhibitor and expect a benefit. While it's not proven in clinical trials beyond that 5-year time when people have been on tamoxifen, there could be a theoretical benefit to these women. And you'll find that even in the absence of formal proof in clinical trials, that the standard of practice is changing. And certainly in the United States, we're seeing a lot of people using these aromatase inhibitors, even if a woman had her breast cancer 7, even 10 years ago. In Canada, where I practice, that's not being taken up because of the absence of clinical trial evidence. And there are actually ongoing clinical trials looking at aromatase inhibitors well beyond the time of completion of tamoxifen in the hopes that we can formally prove that it's going to help these women. There is this late relapse in the absence of extension of your adjuvant hormonal therapy. The late relapses certainly do occur.